work themselves out. And all emotional, once you know what it's all about. And undesirable for us to be apart. I never would have made it very far. 'Cause you know.
Country 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. One of the most famous museums in the world remains closed today. The Louvre shut down following the theft of some of France's crown jewels on Sunday.
The heist in broad daylight took only 7 minutes. Officials say just before the museum was set to open, four men disguised as construction workers gained access, two of them using power tools to cut into the Apollo Gallery, where Napoleon III's crown jewels were on display.
ABC's Allison Kosick. President Trump threatening to cut off all U.S. aid to Colombia after he accused the country's leader of being an illegal drug leader. Gustavo Petro accusing the U.S. of killing innocent fishermen during U.S. strikes on vessels in the Caribbean. Organizers say at least 7 million people turned out for the No Kings rallies nationwide on Saturday, all across the country, protesting the Trump administration's actions. And we're going to need a Game 7 between the Mariners and the Blue Jays to figure out who will be going to the World Series to take on the Dodgers. This is ABC News.
Here's a tale of Becky. Didn't know what to do with new meds prescribed and no real cost clue.
She squinted at prices. That can't be right. Then tapped GoodRx and saw the light.
She could get a deal. Book telehealth if she feel.
Learn about those meds without any stress. That one little app does all the rest. Even my horse downloaded it. Dang, save time and money on prescriptions.
Check GoodRx. GoodRx is not insurance.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
and helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compure Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges, and our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compure.com. Compure Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange Friday, milk markets mostly lower. November up 5 to 1661. December down 5 to 1647. January down 14 to 1612. February down 16 to 1620. Cheese markets, barrels steady at 177. 40-pound blocks up 3/4 to 177.5. No trades on the day. Cash butter down 3.25 to 159.5. 11 trades on the day. Graded non-fat dry milk down 0.5 to 111. 1 trade on the day. Dry whey up 1.5 to 65.5. No trades on the day. Triple-digit losses in the live and feeder cattle markets Friday. Even though cash markets were higher, news that the administration wants to lower beef prices and are working on a potential deal with Argentina to allow Argentinian beef into the market with no tariffs, helping to really pressure the live and feeder cattle markets. Hog markets mostly lower as well. Even though pork cutout values were higher, not enough fundamental support and weakness in cattle pressured prices. October live cattle down 370 to 240.25. October feeder cattle down 772 to 371.95. December hogs down 22 cents to 82.37. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets were mostly higher as the trade consolidated past the first level of resistance, along with some concerns of southern rust affecting yields. Soybean futures mostly higher with the meal complex driving the entire complex higher, and also that NOPA crush report from last week helping to support the markets. Short covering supported wheat. December corn up 3/4 to 422.5. November beans up 8 3/4 to 1019.5. And December wheat up 1 1/4 to 503 3/4. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family. So we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Local markets from Friday at Alcivia Durand, cash corn 363, December 368, January 367, new crop 26, 398. Cash beans 920, December 927, January 932, and new crop 26 at 954. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 372.5, November 372.5, December 377.5, January 392.5. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 378, December 375, January 381. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 367, cash beans 934. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 367, new crop 26407, cash beans 924, new crop 26974. Red Wing Grains, cash and November corn 384, April 415, new crop 26412, cash beans 943, November 955, April 1017, new crop 26104. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 369, December 370, cash beans 936, December 944. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 221 to 241, Holstein fed cattle 200 to 223, market cows 128 to 165, bulls 150 to 200, calves 595 to 1650, beef steers 265 to 520, Holstein steers 144 to 340. Sheep markets, light lambs 275 and down, market lambs 230 and down, ewes 120 and down, rams 160 and down, goat markets, does 135 and down, bucks 265 and down. That's Check of Markets. You're listening to WRDN.
Every hockey player knows the secret to becoming a great skater is time on the ice. But rink time? It's tough to get, expensive, and so inconvenient. This winter, what if your kids could skate anytime they want, right in your own backyard? With Yard Rink, they can. In about an hour, you can transform your yard into an amazing outdoor rink. It's easy to set up and plays like a professional rink. Watch their hockey skills explode to the next level while they're having the time of their lives. Even Yard Rink ambassador Wayne Gretzky says he wishes he had a yard rink when he was a kid. Order today at yardrink.com and save hundreds by using code RADIO21. Nearly 300 sizes are available, starting at just $9.99. Plus, get two puck retention nets and your favorite NHL team logos free. That's YARDRINK.com. And save 21% by using code RADIO21. Give your kids more fun-filled ice time and help their hockey dreams come true.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. More clouds than sun today. Breezy with some showers developing in the afternoon, a high of 63. For tonight, showers likely mainly in the early evening, a low near 41. On Tuesday, some showers redevelop. Breezy and raw with a high of only 47. Whole Home Connect, better streaming and internet speeds. Call today to save at 800-217-9129. Right now, it's 30.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
It was Labor Day weekend, I was 17. I bought a Coke and some gasoline. And I drove out to the county fair. When I saw her for the first time, she was standing there in the ticket line. And it all started right then and there. Oh, Sailor Sky made a perfect sunset. And that's a day I'll never forget. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. But it was 5 years later on a southbound plane, I was headed down to New Orleans to meet some friends of mine for Mardi Gras. When I heard a voice from the past coming from a few rows back, and when I looked, I couldn't believe just what I saw. She said, I bet you don't remember me. And I said, only every other memory. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. You were killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. You had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss. And a heart don't forget. Something like that. Like an old photograph, time can make a feeling fade. But the memory of the first love never fades away. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss. And a heart don't forget. No, a heart don't forget. I said a heart don't forget. Something like that.
I wouldn't let you haunt my mind. I'd be strong, I'd carry on, and leave the past behind. I'd just forget we ever met, and find somebody new. And now I want you to know, I'm almost over you. The only time I you not to go. But if you want to come home, it's only fair that you should know. The only time I ever miss you, honey, is when I'm alone or when I kiss somebody. Your memory never even gets to me, except when I'm away. When I'm sleeping, girl, you never even cross my mind, except just when I think I left you far behind. Only when I laugh, only when I cry, and only on days that end in Y.
We are Real
Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. The car is running and your bags are packed. I guess that says it all.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Patti Loveless, and You Can Feel Bad here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Monday morning, good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins, and we have temperatures in the 30s across the region. Now, it looks like we're going to have another chance of some rain showers here. Cooler temperatures, but quiet weather here for the rest of the week. We have our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Also next hour, Dennis Skye, our NAFB colleague, is in, talking about a possible trade deal between Canada and China. He'll have more on that here coming up next hour. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America WRDN Morning Farm Report.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Ethanol is growing in popularity around the world. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
There's no question that ethanol is a popular fuel choice here in the United States, but what about the rest of the world? Doug Mervin, Vice President of Corporate Affairs with POET.
Yeah, around the world, it's interesting because gasoline and diesel are still popular choices, okay? But biofuels are coming on strong in many, many countries. In fact, last year we set a record in exports around the world from the United States of bioethanol. This year we're on pace to break that record again. So you've got countries like Brazil, their minimum blend rate of ethanol is E30 now. 30% ethanol is the lowest blend rate you can get at a gas pump. It's either 30% bioethanol or 100% bioethanol. Believe it, that's their choices. There is no E10 or E15. It's 30 or 100%. That's where our country needs to go and many other countries need to go.
What about other countries?
Now, in India, they have just gone to an E20 blend rate nationwide. And interesting there, they have banned the use of sugarcane in the country to make ethanol, which is also a popular feedstock. If you make bioethanol out of sugarcane, you hinder the sugar market. So they're banning sugarcane from being used and just using maize or corn in India. Canada is moving to E15 quickly. Japan is talking about E10 now. The EU and the UK and Southern Asia all are moving to higher blend rates of ethanol.
He says other countries are also discovering the advantages of ethanol.
Number one, it's less expensive. Number two, it's clean. Number three, it reduces the cost to the consumer. Number four, it's perfectly fine for all cars. The good news is we're seeing great implementation of higher blends of bioethanol around the world.
Doug Mervin, Vice President of Corporate Affairs at POET. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. More clouds than sun today. Breezy with some showers developing in the afternoon, a high of 63. For tonight, showers likely mainly in the early evening, a low near 41. On Tuesday, some showers redevelop, breezy and raw with a high of only 47. Whole Home Connect, better streaming and internet speeds. Call today to save at 800-217-9129. Right now, it's 30.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
That you, wow, your hair got so long. Yeah, yeah, I love it, I really do. Norma Jean, ain't that the song we'd sing in the car, driving downtown, top down, making the rounds, checking out the bands on Doheny Avenue. Yeah, life throws your curves, but you learn to swerve. Me, I swung and I missed, and the next thing you know, I'm reminiscing, dreaming old dreams, wishing old wishes, like you would be back again. Of you, that's what I'm doing these days. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Someone told me after college you ran off to Vegas. You married a rodeo cowboy. Wow, that ain't the girl I knew. Me, I've been a few places, mostly here and there, once or twice. Still sorting out life, but I'm doing alright. Yeah, it's good to see you too. Well, hey girl, you're late, and those planes, they don't wait. But if you ever come back around this sleepy old town, promise me you'll stop in to see an old friend. And until then, that's what I'm doing these. I wake up and teardrops that fall down like rain. I put on that old song we danced to and then. I wake up and teardrops that fall down like rain. I put on that old song we danced to and then. I wake
sneakers, you don't give a damn. My baby loves me just the way that I am. My baby loves me just the way that I am. He never tells me I'm not good enough. Just gives me unconditional love. He loves me tender. He loves me. He loves me silly and he loves me.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Martina McBride and My Baby Loves Me here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Monday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins, and we have temperatures in the 30s this morning. Looks like we're going to see some afternoon highs here and even some rain showers possible, but afternoon highs in the low 60s. And then we're going to have some quiet weather after that for the rest of the week this week. And so we'll have more details here coming up next hour with our ag weather forecast. Well, four collegiate students have been selected as the 2025 Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation event ambassadors. This was recently announced by Wisconsin Farm Bureau. And as part of this year's program, Franny Everson, Kelly Hernis, Parker Litterick, and Brooke Malik will all be using digital platforms to share highlights from this year's annual meeting. Everson's a junior studying animal science at UW River Falls, and she grew up on a small hobby farm in Alma Center. So it's going to be a big event for her and the other three as well, coming up during this year's annual convention with Wisconsin Farm Bureau, that coming up in December. On the way, we have today's Farm Progress America here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. While farmers still aren't selling soybeans to China, they are finding some buyers here at home. Data released last week showed domestic soybean processing demand continues to surge, with soy crushers utilizing nearly 200 million bushels of beans last month. I'll have more when we come back. How do you decide what products to use on your farm? Haley Underwood, agronomy trial lead with Nutrien Ag Solutions, spoke with me about her work at the company.
I focus on setting up on-farm grower trials across the U.S. with new upcoming products to place on different acres and to try and make sure that we're delivering data on a local level for our customers.
Do we have any early results to report?
So we've got over 300 trials out this year on specific grower acres. Each farm has a trial looking at good, better, best, or minimal to high management type of trials. And really what we're seeing with those is that not always the highest level of management has the best return on investment. With the farm economy that we are in right now, we need to think about being really efficient with our operations. And so with these trials that we're doing at our innovation farms, that can help our growers to kind of tease through the wide variety of products that are being thrown at them and really focus in on the ones that are providing the best bang for the buck and returning value on their acre.
Learn more at NutrientAgSolutions.com. Yes, the latest report from the National Oilseed Processors Association, or NOPA, showed another strong month for America's soybean crushers. In September, processors handled 197.9 million bushels of soybeans, which exceeded trade expectations by more than 11 million bushels. That total marked a nearly 12% jump from last year's record September crush, and it was up 4.2% from August. Soybean oil stocks ended the month at 1.24 billion pounds, almost unchanged from August, but 17% higher than a year ago. That modest month-to-month shift shows crushers kept throughput high, while downstream oil demand remained steady. And that demand has been expanding for more than two decades. The U.S. soybean crush has risen almost every year since 2001 as processors invested in new capacity to serve livestock feeders, food manufacturers, and, more recently, the biofuels industry. The expansion of renewable diesel plants has been a major driver of soybean oil demand, with companies like Marathon, Chevron, and Valero adding billions of gallons to their annual capacity. As more domestic oil is directed toward fuel use, the U.S. has steadily reduced its need for imported vegetable oils. Imports of palm and canola oil have slowed over the past 2 years, while soy oil exports have increased modestly, especially to countries in Latin America. The shift is helping stabilize domestic crush margins even when exports of whole soybeans decline. Historically, soybean crush numbers tend to stay strong into late fall and early winter as newly harvested beans flow into plants. In years past, the pace might have eased after December, but today's market looks different. With renewable diesel plants drawing heavily on soybean oil, crushers have far more incentive to maintain steady production through the colder months. I'll be back with more after this.
At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. I'm Carrie Scott. Let's work together to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Contact me or Tracy Fairweather, your local Thrivent agents, at 715-672-5458. That's 715-672-5458. Or visit our office in downtown Duran to schedule a complimentary consultation today.
Analysts say the momentum in domestic soybean demand is likely to continue into 2026. It's driven by steady feed use, expanding renewable diesel demand, and strong crush margins. Meanwhile, all eyes are watching for harvest data, as this year's soybean crop size will determine just how tight supplies get. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Are you worried about your taxes? Okay, so I'm talking to those of you out there that have not filed in a few years with the IRS or state. It's time to get worried, and here's why. The IRS is getting back from their own COVID lockdown, and they're hiring more enforcers, and they're going to come after people that owe taxes. So if you're a 1099 worker, and maybe you just plain forgot to file your taxes, you need to call the professionals right now at the Tax Helpline. They are experts at knowing the tax regulations, and their goal is to help you pay as little as possible. Call right now and get a 100% free tax evaluation. Remember, before the IRS knocks on your door, knock on our door. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, make this free call right now.
Call Texas 321 now at 800-808-9443. 800-808-9443. That's 800-808-9443.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Trio Williams lived down a dirt road. Homemade wine like nobody I know. I dropped by one Friday night and said, can you help me, Creole? I got a little girl waiting on me and I want to trade it right. He said, I got what you need, son, as we sat down in the cellar. He reached through the cobweb as he turned on the light. He said, there might be a little dust on the bottle, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time.
You were sitting in the porch swing as I pulled up the driveway. My old heart was racing as you climbed inside. You slid over there close as we drove down to the lake road. The sun fading that big red sky. I reached under the front seat and said, now here's something special. It's just been waiting for a night like tonight. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside.
Well, it's like a fine wine. It keeps getting better as the days go by. It's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom.
It's a amazing how you can speak right to my heart. Without saying a word, you can light up the dark. Try as I may, I could never explain what I say a thing. The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. There's a truth in your eyes saying you'll never leave me. A touch of your head says you'll catch me if ever I fall. Now you say say nothing at all. All day long I can hear people talking out loud. But when you hold me near, you drown out the crowd. Oh, Mr. Webster could never define what's being said between your heart and mine. The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. There's a truth in your eyes saying says you'll catch me if ever I fall. Yeah, you say it best when you say nothing at all. The smile saying you'll never leave me. A touch of your hand says you'll catch me if ever I fall. Yeah, you say it best when you say nothing at all.
George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM. WRDN.
They packed up all his buckles and shipped his saddle to his dale. By the way the house looked, she must have took it bad. The workers come on Monday to fix the door
and patch the wall. They say she just went crazy the night she got the call. Well, he was up in Wyoming and drew a bull no man could ride. He promised her he'd turn out. Well, it turned out that he'd lie. And all the dreams that they'd been living in the California sand, dying right there beside him in Cheyenne. They say she just went crazy, screaming out his name. Prints in the sand. 'Cause every night she walks the beaches of Cheyenne. Body, just her diary by the bed. It told about the fight they had and the words that she had said. When he told her he was writing, she said, then I don't give a damn. If you never come back from Cheyenne. They say she just went crazy, screaming out his name. She ran out into the ocean, and to this day they claim that if you go down by the water, you'll see her footprints in the sand. 'Cause every night she walks the beaches of Cheyenne. She's still alive. They even claim they've seen her on the shoreline late at night. 'Cause if you go down by the water, you'll see her footprints in the sand. 'Cause every night she walks the beaches of Cheyenne.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture confirms that a five-month-old colt in Marathon County has tested positive for Eastern equine encephalitis. It's the state's first confirmed case of EEE in a horse this year. In 2024, the Department of Ag documented 10 cases in horses. EEE and West Nile virus are viruses that cause inflammation of the brain. Symptoms of EEE in horses include altered mentation, impaired vision, head pressing, circling, inability to swallow, a lack of coordination, seizures, and death. Now, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture is reminding horse owners to get their horses vaccinated. The top Senate Republican is privately warning the White House that American farmers, a key GOP constituency, will continue to suffer if the Trump administration doesn't reopen the flow of certain farm loans amid the government shutdown. Senate Majority Leader John Thune is quietly pressing the administration to let farmers continue to access marketing assistance loans, which allows them to meet cash flow needs during harvest season and as they make planting decisions for next year. That, according to four people with direct knowledge of the conversations, including two Trump officials. Political reports that would also require USDA to reopen thousands of shuttered county farm service agency offices across the country in order to facilitate those loans. So far, administration officials say they have no plans to shift other money around for the agriculture loans like they've done with troop pay and other priorities. We're looking at that issue, and I hope to get an answer soon, Thune said in an interview Thursday. Farmers across the Southeast could see major changes to labor costs under a new proposal from the Trump administration that aims to revise the H-2A visa program for agricultural workers. The proposed rule would update how workers are classified and lower the adverse wage effect rate, the minimally hour rate employers must pay H-2A workers. In Georgia alone, more than 37,000 farm jobs are filled through the H-2A program each year, and producers say labor expenses have climbed more than 30% since 2022. Under the proposed changes, Georgia's top rate would be capped at $16.22 an hour, with an adjustment that effectively lowers the rate to about $14.47 starting in 2026. The information comes from the Office of Georgia Agricultural Commissioner Ty Harper, who calls the proposal, quote, a huge win for Georgia's number one industry, unquote. The federal government shutdown continues, resulting in another week without the USDA publishing crop progress reports. According to a Reuters poll of 10 analysts, the U.S. corn harvesting progress lagged behind last year's pace. On average, the analysts estimate that 44% of the U.S. corn crop has been harvested as of Sunday, with estimates ranging from 35 to 55% for corn. Now, in Iowa, Eric Wilson, Weifel's agronomy manager, shared that corn harvest there is moving quickly, with some farmers in his area nearing the end of the corn harvest. The government shutdown has created a domino effect of challenges across the agriculture industry. Dairy's no exception. Chris Galen, Senior Vice President of Member Services and Strategic Initiative with the National Milk Producers Federation, says the lack of a federal dairy report is impacting market transparency and overall dairy economics.
Prices have been really decent this year, but certain commodities like butter have really dropped. Cheese has dropped to an extent, not the same degree as butter. So we're looking at some headwinds here. And part of it is the tariff situation, particularly when it comes to China and our exports there. Part of it is just the economy. And a lot of it is actually production. One of the reasons why butter has dropped as much as it has is that the amount of butterfat coming out of our cows has just grown by leaps and bounds in the past decade.
Galen warns that a lack of reports could cause increased market volatility. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. More clouds than sun today. Breezy with some showers developing in the afternoon, a high of 63. For tonight, showers likely mainly in the early evening, a low near 41. On Tuesday, some showers redevelop. Breezy and raw with a high of only 47. Whole Home Connect, better streaming and internet speeds. Call today to save at 800-217-9129. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Mornings, his daytimes, and sometimes I have
that he wants me, that he believes in me. And when I'm in his arms, oh, he swears there's no one else. Is he deceiving me, or